mouths were given us to eat with. Something
brand new. Hey, that girl's great.
We've been approached already by the DOD, the FBI, the CIA.
We're a separate division.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe, Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amelie,
Isabel,
Natalie,
Jose, Shotgun.
Shauna the She-Devil to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh!
Oh, damn.
Shauna the She-Devil. Shauna hates guns, and you'll see why. She was born and raised in the jungles of Africa, where her father had a diamond mine, in retrospect, not a good look. And he accidentally shot her mother.
Oh my god.
He would later also be shot.
What the fuck?
She was sent to the States after her mother's death and became a vet at a zoo, where her special kinship with wild animals, the big cats especially, was remarkable. And she raised a lot of them from infancy. But her favorite animals were shot by a sniper one day.
Christ. Oh my god!
And she left with a few leopard kittens to a refuge back in Africa. Aww. That's when she decided to go native, so to speak, defending animals from poachers as a so-called jungle girl, earning herself the nickname She-Devil because of her hot-temperedness. You don't mess with her animal friends. Sick of the violence, she eventually left for the savage land, you know, in Antarctica, a jungle where modern man didn't have a foothold. There she married Kazar, and served as a civilizing influence on him. She's hot-blooded but high-spirited. She's a good friend, especially to the animal kingdom, and she and Kazar have a strong partnership. She's pictured racing down a branch, attacking with her trusty knife, kicking a poacher in the face, and riding a rhino into town.
She's really hot.
Holy cow.
She's also got lots of versions of the outfit.
I mean, bathing suit
and they're all good.
The versions.
I mean, at this point, why not?
Yeah, agreed.
You need one for every day of the week.
Wait, is the thing around her leg like fangs or teeth?
Well, in the other one, it's
claws. Fur.
It's a move to have like something around your leg like that and no footwear.
Yeah.
So like an anklet, but for a different part of the leg.
A catlet.
And she has some on her biceps as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so much accessories you can have with a bikini, so.
Her hair looks mullety in the second page on the first image.
It's the rage.
It's the rage mullet.
It's the feminine rage.
But in the first page, oh my god, Josie, you could do that. That's basically your hair.
It's much shorter, but thank you. As much as I like there that all the bean suits are different, the first one is, I don't understand the physics, but this one.
The halter?
Is cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the halter a lot.
It's very cute. I like the main one. The physics, obviously, questionable. But I think her boobs aren't, like, too big and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, they're big, but they're not, like, necessarily, like...
Well, even I think the waist is too thin.
Yes, for sure.
Honestly, I think the thing is, like, you would think she'd have more hips than she does. And she really doesn't. Which is fine, obviously, but it feels like they kind of messed up the proportions.
Yeah, like, her shoulders are very large. Like she works out the shoulders a lot, and then the hips are just very
small.
Well,
yeah, she swings from vines and trees.
But, like, I'm sure she doesn't skip leg day.
No, because
like,
you can see in the mullet picture, she has a bit of a butt, and look clearly the thighs are bigger.
And look at that high kick. She has good muscle legs.
Like, the other drawings feel more like what I would imagine sure to look like in the first one. Like, this doesn't really look like that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah?
She's wearing fur.
I know, I was thinking that too. Like, is that weird?
Do we think it's her fallen
one that was sniped at the
zoo? Honestly,
I don't know. It's a Tarzan-type trope. All the jungle girls, all the jungle boys.
But her whole thing is protecting animals.
I know, but... I think the clothes are made by someone else from an animal that's been dead before.
Yeah, like, yeah. In my mind, it's a bit like...
I don't think she killed her own wardrobe.
Like, I was just kind of wondering if this was, like... Like
her friends.
Her friends. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to keep a piece of you with me. Honestly, I guess.
That's how I
saw the tiniest piece possible.
Strategic. But in my mind, that was a bit what I saw of like, I will honor you in a bikini. I will honor you in a bikini. I will honor you in a halter top.
If any of you die, I'm going to cut up your clothes and make bikinis with them and wear them with honor.
I'm just glad it's clothes and not skin. Yeah. Yeah.
But I love that although she has a very tragic past, guns are bad and we love animals here.
Yeah.
So I support everything she stands for.
I agree. I'm very much in favor. Also, I keep just reading this as Shania, so in my mind this is just Shania Twain. I'm not
lying. There's a very famous jungle girl called Sheena.
Oh.
Yeah. The Jungle Girl from the 1940s. She had a movie in the 80s.
So is that a reference?
So Shana is like a ripoff of Sheena.
Okay.
I guess. But there were so many jungle girls. I say Sheena because it sounds the same, but there are a bunch more. A lot of jungle girls.
So a lot of loincloths and whatnot.
A lot of these bikinis, yeah.
I'd like to make a statement. Yes. I'm also not pro-gun, even though I'm called shotgun.
Just so we're clear. Yeah,
it's not a gun reference.
Thank you for your input.
Yeah,
it's not about guns, it's about your personality.
Sure.
Exactly. Volatile and wild and loud.
I love the rhino.
Yeah. The rhino's the best.
That rules.
I would like to hunt the rhino, please.
I would like to ride a rhino, but like, it's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. This would be a horrible idea in reality, but it's really cool when she does it.
And I'm sure, oh my god, I can imagine the chafing from that, the skin of the rhino.
Unpleasant.
Yeah. But it looks good.
I rode an elephant once and it was itchy.
Itchy.
Yeah, they have like little hairs.
Yeah.
They have long.
It feels like a toothbrush, eh?
Yeah, it's like long abrasive hairs and it's really itchy on your thighs.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's unpleasant. I want to be friends with a bunch of big cats.
Oh. Yeah, that's cool.
That's the life.
The dream.
Yeah.
Truly.
You just have a puma and it's like, buddy.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you know what? I really like the knife placement in the main picture.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of having your weapon easily accessible. It's better for me. I think it's better there than on the hip.
And even I like if it's on the thigh.
Yeah, if there's a strap on the thigh. Not just like a bolster, I would be just like in the way. So I feel like when it's more attached and affixed to a piece of you that doesn't really move, like your arm or your thighs...
It makes more logical sense.
Yeah.
What if the arm knife is why she has the mullet?
She accidentally cut it.
A few times too many.
Yeah.
And that's why it's at the hip here.
Yeah.
She was like, I need to stop cutting my hair.
Well, you know what? Her hair is shorter in that image.
You're right.
I go, that's enough.
And it's a little more disheveled, dude. It's just like, people listening in, tell us if we're right on this story. Who's the guy again?
Kazar? Remember Kazar?
No.
He was a Tarzan type. He hung out with a saber-toothed tiger.
Yes.
Well, he's married as a kid with Shana.
As a kid?
They have a kid.
Has a kid.
Oh.
Has a kid.
Married. I also understood
they
that.
Have.
Like in my mind, very important like arranged marriage. I was like, ew.
Welcome to French Canadians. Speaking English.
Shana the She Devil. Hot or not?
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah,
I think we nodded Kazar. Could it be?
I think it was like dependent on the person, I think.
Mm. I feel she'd just be so fun to hang out with as well. But I feel like we would be at riots all the time to like pro things.
Oh yeah, she's kind of like an activist. So.
Yeah, but maybe I need that in my life.
I'm looking for an activist. Long walks, protesting. And cats. Turns cats into clothing, you know.
I want the big cat privilege.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
What would be your big cat of choice?
Oh, man. I want all the cats.
Me, it's a puma.
just knew so quickly.
It's my favorite big cat.
I think I want a jaguar.
Ooh.
They're just so pretty. They have a print, like a leopard, but it's so subtle. It's all, like, one shade, kind of black, but, like, you can still see it. It's so stunning.
I like medium cats. Like, I like lynxes. and those like, adorable, really big cats that put their paws on their tail because their paws are too cold.
Oh, yeah.
I love those little guys.
Oh, like a snow leopard. I want a snow leopard.
Oh,
good choice. Good choice.
Nat?
I'm hesitating between leopard and lion, because I think, like, a big old lion that's my friend would just be really pleasant. But I do love a leopard.
Mike?
No.
He likes Ash.
I've already got a big cat, and it's almost more than I can handle.
I like that we turned this into the intro of...
And I actually had an answer for that. We've missed our calling.
Hot.
She was an innocent in a savage world. He was a stranger from a distant land. Their struggle against an overwhelming evil turned into a discovery of overpowering love. She alone has the power to save paradise.
Oh, bear with me.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh.
The Shaper of Worlds.
Oh.
A cosmic cube. also pictured, right?
Oh my god, comics. Alright.
You're laughing like it wasn't one of the stones and Infinity Stones. It was one of the Infinity Stones.
I remember this.
Yeah.
It's silly when you say it out loud.
So a cosmic cube is a powerful device that can create anything. It's like a wishing stone. Thousands of years before humans created that cosmic cube, the Skrulls managed it and destroyed their own civilization with it. Their emperor at the time lost control of the cube as it became sentient and copied his imperial personality. It destroyed 3/4 of inhabited worlds in the Andromeda Galaxy and sent the Skrulls back to the Stone Age. But over the millennia, that cube, matured and became the Shaper of Worlds. It no longer wants to destroy, but instead create. But it doesn't have an imagination of its own, so it tracks down other beings and uses theirs to transform planets into new worlds. It's also more recently adopted Earth's cosmic cube and rid it of the personality traits it picked up from evil users like the Red Skull and Thanos, and is acting as its mentor. Pictured, appearing to the Hulk, waving its hand in an act of creation, and summoning some military officer. I don't know what the story is.
So it's like copying a Skrull?
Yeah, he's got a Skrully head.
Skrully head!
He's got a Skrully head.
That's like a preschool like insult. You got a Skrully head!
Skrully head!
If I understood what you said.
And the chances are low.
I didn't understand anything.
Right. This in like the right hands would be pretty sweet. Right? Because like you could like shape the world in a way that's nice.
Yeah, but now the Shaper of Worlds is sentient, right? So he's got his own mind. It's just when he was a cube. But yes, when you're a cube,
I love
people can use you.
As we are.
I love the sentence, when he was a cube.
Yeah. Well, it's just, remember when you were square?
We were all cube at one point.
Yeah.
Everyone was a cube.
I just feel like we all have that fantasy, don't we? Where it's like, oh, if I could just like rule the world for like 2 minutes and then fix everything and then it's just nice.
Yeah, and that fantasy normally when I think about it a little too long, it just turns into a nightmare.
Yeah.
Absolute power.
It corrupts, obviously, yes. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't want this in reality, but in theory, well, how nice.
Because it took the Shaper millennia to evolve from a destroyer to a creator. And even so, it's like, yes, ask other people, what do I do with this one?
What do I do?
Yeah, because lack of imagination, or is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, he's a cube.
I love the fact that a cube is mentoring another cube. I've decided to picture this like that bit and everything everywhere all at once. Oh, yeah. Rocks with eyes.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I'm picturing it.
Cubes with googly eyes.
Yeah, I agree.
How big is it?
The Shaper?
Yeah.
Or the cube.
He's got stats. But the cube can be held in your hand. But the Shaper is
18 pieds?
18 feet.
Is that taller than a building?
Well, look at him, like next to a guy.
But when it's a cube, how does it speak to you? Is it like a telepathic thing?
Probably.
So I just hear it in my head?
Ew.
Okay, I want to clarify a question.
There's so many questions.
The cube itself still exists in this guy, or is it just this guy
now? This guy is now... Skrull cube is now this guy.
The so Earth there's cube, no more cube?
The cube became this.
It became this.
Well, you can look at however you want.
Yes, he's and why chosen. Did he choose that? That's what I can't figure
like
out.
Like a scary Nobody Vulcan?
Knows. Nobody scary knows. Vulcan. And if you read this, or there's no explanation until, say, nobody knows why he chose this. There's no story reason.
Yeah, like,
for this.
Like it's written here. The Shaper's torso from the waist down is a metallic trustum with tractor tread for apparent mobility. It is not known why the Shaper would choose this particular physical configuration.
Maybe.
But you know what?
So even the editors are.
Maybe sometimes when he was evolving, he's like, man, this guy's really cool. I'll get pointy ears.
Yeah. You know what?
He well, just no, that's the part that makes sense because he was a Skrull and this is what Skrulls look like.
I know, but in my mind.
The rest. It's the lower body that doesn't make any sense.
It's because he landed on Earth and saw a big truck and was like, you.
He saw
you're cool.
He saw a tractor that had caterpillar things and he was like, that looks clever and fast and efficient.
That's like, cool. Fast. Mm, who would want legs, right?
Yeah.
I want to roll around.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Knees? Is knees it, are dumb.
Is it wheels?
Yeah, no, it's well tracked.
Tracks.
Yeah,
it's like a tank. It's like a Mars rover.
Oh, I was registering that as like tiny little feet, but it's wheels. Okay. Yeah, I see it now.
Can I call him a Scroob?
I don't know. Oh, you know what? In the main picture, it looks like he's driving a very old style skidoo.
He looks like he's on a float.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It does look like two toys that a child stuck together.
Well, it does kind of feel like one
Sid
of those.
Vibe.
Well, one of those McDonald's toys that you have to like back up and then it drives.
Oh, so many options for merchandise.
Yeah, they should have merchandised.
Yeah. You can sell that guy. You can sell a cube.
You can sell that guy in a cube.
Well, the cube transforms.
Yeah, it's a transformer.
Oh, it's a transformer.
The box is the cube. It's fine.
Those pocket things. Yeah.
It might be because of the color, but it reads bouncing ball to me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel you could throw it and it would just like...
The aesthetic of the cube seems like Elise would like it. She's not here today, but I think she would wear that.
Wear that cube.
Yeah,
that's a shirt. Can you shape a shirt? So, but when he shapes a world, now he's good, but he's still replacing something that exists.
Well, maybe like a dead world.
Okay.
You make it in an alive one.
It's not like, I don't like this world. I'm going to make it better, but it's going to kill a bunch.
I am not saying there aren't any stories where he says, this tree could be more fun. I'm not saying that because I've never read a story with the Shaper of Worlds in it.
I hope it's just him walking up, rolling up to trees and going, this could be more fun.
But no, because he has no imagination, right?
You know, someone should just read Dr. Seuss to this guy.
And I think it's also, like, I think if you read, like, the power section, it doesn't last. It's like, there's a time limit on the transform planet.
What's the point?
That's a bummer.
I guess
maybe it's not if it's bad, but...
I mean, in my
or
mind.
Or maybe you can, like, gel it, or maybe you don't.
Gel it?
Okay, let's gel it.
You just unlocked an old commercial in my head. Those, like, gel inserts and shoes. Just like, are you gelling?
You're right.
Oh, he's gelling.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it doesn't last.
Yeah, after the Shaper abandons a world that he has altered, reality maintains its altered configuration for about 4.23 Earth years before reverting to its previous state.
That's so weirdly specific.
4.23.
That's not even that long, but it's also, like, kind of long.
It's long enough that I think the people living there would just assume that this is never going to change again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if they knew he left, they'd be like, well, I guess this is just our world. And then over 4 years later, it's like that would be
like,
so weird.
In my mind, it's like, he would get rid of, like, racism and all these things, and all of a sudden they're back.
And you're like, that'd be so depressing.
And you're just
God.
Like, these trees, they aren't fun.
Well, once he's abandoned it.
Well, he's not going to stay everywhere.
But he's immortal, so he could stay there for...
Yeah, but he doesn't want to, I bet. That'd be boring.
No, but it also says that if he periodically renews the probability field-biting force of the altered configuration...
He just has to go back to those planets.
Yeah.
Call your mom once in a while.
He does a world's tour every...
Oh.
That's good.
He can do anything, so why not? Shaper of Worlds. Oh. Hot or not?
Confused.
Odd or not?
Odd. I mean...
Hot or not?
I mean, the cube looks good. I like the cube.
I like the cube. Hot. Yeah.
I could see that as a paperweight. I'd love that.
I'm sure you can get that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
But not.
He looks like he's rollerblading. There's something about the pads.
I mean... It's not hot in itself. Visually, not a Scroob gal. but the powers are cool, and I kind of want them.
His ears are gigantic.
They're enormous.
Positively, I mean.
Better.
I'm gonna say not, because I'm very confused, and what sex?
Like, what sex?
What's with sex? Him? I don't want to know.
Sex. How?
Yeah. I need a manual.
Rika, wait, let me make it more fun!
Hilarious.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body.
Oh! Ooh.
She-Hulk. Jennifer Walters is Bruce Banner's cousin, a lawyer who was shot by a criminal wanting to disrupt a court case. Thankfully, Bruce was on hand to give her a blood transfusion. Of course, his gamma-irradiated blood passed the Hulk curse onto her. But in low enough a dose that she didn't lose her personality in the process. In fact, Jen likes to be She-Hulk most of the time, rather than her normal petite self. As She-Hulk, she's uninhibited, confident, fun-loving, and pleasant, a contrast to the rage monster that is her cousin. She likes to joke around and even plays pranks on those who take themselves too seriously, but she's respectful of others, so long as they are to her. She doesn't take shit from people, and rather, sex-positive. She's had physical relationships with a Native American chief, Wyatt Wingfoot, Tony Stark, Juggernaut of all people, Luke Cage, Hercules, J.J. Jameson's son, and is currently in a loving relationship with the Jack of Hearts. She-Hulk can lift 75 tons, jump amazing heights, and is almost indestructible. She was an Avenger and then a member of the Fantastic Four, replacing the Thing on the team during Siskoid's formative years. And you'll see... That's true. You'll see her in that costume in the accompanying images. Aside from her first series in the 70s, her comics have mostly played up the humor and absurdity of being a superhero, with her able to talk to the audience or the comics creators and facing Marvel's silliest and weirdest villains. She's still a lawyer, currently a defense attorney for low-rent villains and heroes who got into hot legal water, and appears in court in green skin. She also has a small fight club for super strong heroes and reform villains. They hope to get jackets made soon. Aww. You can tell I still read She-Hulk to this day. I'm up to date. She-Hulk is pictured hitting Enchantress, transforming that first time, doing a jump kick, elbowing a robot in the face, and giggling as she's about to crumple the helicopter of a paparazzi who dared snap pics of her sunbathing topless on top of the Baxter building.
Dear God, they deserve what they got.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the printer thought it was a mistake, so all the pictures are flesh-colored, so no one knows it's She-Hulk.
Oh, that's funny.
That's amazing. Wow.
We need to do color correction on this.
That took me a second.
That's so funny. She's so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, my God. Oh,
she's great. She's sassy.
I love green hair.
That confidence is amazing.
That's just a cute suit.
Mm-hmm.
It fits her nice.
I will say, her left boob, I know it's the shading. Where did it go? Like, it just kind of, like, into outer space.
And that's the same color as the shorts, right? For Hulk?
Yep.
On the bottom picture, she's wearing, like, some weird socks and, like, soccer cleats.
Oh, leg warmers. She needs to keep those calves warm.
I mean, that angle, too, it does something.
Yes.
Very good.
Just crotch. And here, too. Crotch.
Well, there's big, sexy action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The giggling with the helicopter is incredible.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Oh, she's so cool.
So what are the jackets going to look like? Well, I need to know now. I'm invested.
She is very tiny. Mm. Look how tiny she is.
She's not, though. She's 5'10".
Was she 5'10"?
So that, in human form, 5'10".
Oh, that's okay. Not small.
That's really not small.
Well, she's just like really...
On the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's tiny. Really tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like 5'2". Maybe they just don't know what 5'10 is.
I mean, I would not be surprised.
In the first transformation, she looks like she starts off as Taylor Swift.
You're right.
And it gives me very much... what are the books we had in middle school?
And Morphs. Oh, yeah.
I think about those books more than I want to admit.
The little, like... on the page that you keep changing?
I don't know. I never read one.
Oh. You don't have to read them. You just... and you see the transformation.
I just admired them from afar.
look at her sassy face while she's elbowing someone.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's a model. She's like...
She's sexy while beating up robots.
Cheekbones, eyebrow raised. She's like, I'm hot shit.
The hair is just fantastic. Oh, I like the way it's set.
Yeah, it has good flow.
It's that gigantic. That amount of volume. Oh, I wish.
Also, she's a career woman.
Yeah. Work-life balance, you go.
Sex positive.
I'm not sure she's got the work-life balance.
Okay.
I think part of the joke is that like she's always busy and it's a nightmare.
Keeping her busyness with work and hobbies, you go, girl.
And hobbies being punching robots, yeah. Let's go.
Well, I'm imagining that she, like, paints pottery.
They have a book club. That I know. What? I know they have a book club, and none of the other superheroes read the books.
What type of books? Is it more modern or classical?
Is it smut?
It's fairy smut. It's definitely fairy smut.
I'm not sure what the... I don't remember what the books were. I know it's all female.
Okay.
The book club is all the female heroes of the Marvel Universe.
And they don't fucking participate?
I'm calling a revolution.
They're also busy, so they like some of them skip the book, some of them read through it. Like,
I don't know, put an audio book.
They haven't gotten to the smutty bit yet.
No, these people have powers. It would be
so funny if someone was like listening to an audio book while mid-fight.
I didn't get into the hot bits. It's just like, oh god.
I feel Iron Man would do that.
Yeah, no, she's got a range of hobbies because a recent issue. She went out to a club with Hellcat and like her besties. I think it was Hellcat and Captain Marvel or something. She lives in the Wasp's apartment because the Wasp isn't using it. You know, it's like there's a community.
That's nice.
Oh, that's very cool.
I love women that support women.
Yeah. Of course, that club was full of demons. It was like there was a demon attack and they had to destroy the club.
Sometimes there's a club full of demons. What are you going to do?
I mean, right? Like most clubs. Well, yeah. Possibly.
That's why I don't club anymore.
Yeah, have you watched Buffy? Yeah.
And like, I just noticed this. On the tablet, her outfit is more on the reddish side. Is it supposed to be purple? Because it's more purple there.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, man, I like that it's a different color. And then I scanned to the comic and I'm like, it's not a different color, so which one is right?
How was the show?
I loved the show.
I liked the show. You didn't watch it?
No, I wanted
to. Okay.
This is a show about other people's opinions. And
I've been talking
more than usual because it's like my top five
Marvel character. We don't value your opinion enough.
Top five only? Not even top three?
Probably top three. But of course, I commit myself. The show was like those comics where she can talk to the audience. And
I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. I think that's
with
cool.
Quirky villains.
I really need to watch it.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's one of the good ones. There's a lot of shows that, you know, you watch because you kind of have to. But this one I really thoroughly enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Is she a good lawyer?
Yes, I think she's a good lawyer. On par with Daredevil.
Ooh.
Who also appears on that show.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do they have a legal fight?
They've been on opposite sides, I think. Or they've been on the same teams. I'm pretty sure every time they want to do some lawyer stuff, you know, let's get our lawyers together. So, is She-Hulk hot or not?
Do I even
need to ask?
Hot for sure.
I want her to be my friend. I want to date her. I want her to be a coworker. I want her everywhere, all the time in my life.
Like, I seem like she would be like a really supportive and fun friend to have, for sure. Like,
she would fit in great.
She's the kind of woman that, you know, would know that I'm attracted to her, and she would be fine with that. She'd be like, I know, and that's fine.
I bet she'd be fun to have on this podcast.
Oh, she's so hot. I'm like, ah.
And she is like shaped like a real person too.
Yes,
my, you know, beyond the size. And
yeah,
stuff,
I mean a real 6'7" person. But.
yeah, of course.
She's a Hulk.
But like, but proportionally wise, yeah,
because
yeah,
she feels like a real person.
Yeah, you can see she's very tall, but. She's not like, they could have made her a lot more voluptuous and all, but
or
it's
even,
just
they could have removed more ribs and have her tiny, tiny waist.
Yeah.
But I feel she has a normal waist and we're going to have nachos and it's going to be great.
She's got to have, she's got to be slightly muscled.
Yeah,
for
yeah
it,
of course,
work.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think this is like a nice level of muscly where it's like, she's clearly muscly, but it's not so over the top. Like, I think it looks nice.
Yeah, they still wanted her to be appealing and sexy.
When we did Hulk, weren't we just laughing because he looked like he was really short?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the posture was
horrible.
They did this a lot better.
Yeah. Same artist.
Because she actually does look tall. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's hard
yeah
to make
you like
them
her in the Fantastic Four outfit?
Yes, I like the outfit too. I think it's like a cool spin on the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to kind of look the same a little bit.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's got her legs and...
Yeah.
I like that it's the vibe of her actual outfit.
Yeah. But in different colors.
Yeah.
With great
she just
boots
fits the theme, but still keeping her personality through it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the reasons why the main image looks so tall also is because she goes a bit over
mm-hmm
the frame as well.
Yeah.
So I think that works in her favor.
She's hulking out a bit.
And she just has really long legs.
She's got a great face too.
Oh, she's so gorgeous.
So confident.
Stunning.
Alright, the show's over.
I'm gonna do the Little Women thing where it's just like, women. That's how we feel, I think.
Are her lips green? Like dark green?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
The dream.
You know that friend you had in high school? Who was way cooler than you were, attractive, got all the attention from everyone. Hello.
I think I'm jealous. Is that what I'm feeling?
Oh, that's a disappointment.
Oh,
it took
no
a turn.
Oh, no. Oh, I remember though, but oh no.
The Whiplash.
The Shi'ar. The Shi'ar Empire is one of the biggest and most widespread alien civilizations in our corner of the universe. We've already met a few of their citizens, Deathbird and Princess Lalandra, as well as the Legion-like Imperial Guard. There are a few of them in there. The Shi'ar themselves have both bird and mammal characteristics with feathered hair and elbows. These are vestigial wings, but otherwise they look fairly human, though they are stronger and tougher than we are. Their empire contains many, many races, a lot like Star Trek's Federation, but it's still an empire. Many of the member races have autonomy and participate in Shi'ar politics, but others might be under martial law, and the most primitive might be used as slaves. I guess it depends who's in charge. So Princess Lalandra, a little bit better. Deathbird, terrible. Lalandra really curbed their warlike tendencies. Their home planet is called the Airy, but they run the Empire from a giant space station called Throne World. Pictured, we have a fairly typical Shi'ar soldier as the main image. Lalandra and Gladiator coming to meet the X-Men at the Trial of the Phoenix. A couple of their spaceships, Lalandra with her Grand Vizier, the bridge of a Shi'ar ship made to look like the Enterprise. In fact, I think the captain was called Kirk. K-apostrophe-R-K.
Kirk. Oh my god.
Gladiator pledging himself to Lalandra, and then the end, Throne World's center of operations.
Totally doing like a Kirk movie. Yeah. Just like with this
yeah,
other
yeah,
arm.
Yeah, it's a total reference.
Yeah.
It's so incredibly 80s.
The hair.
Even the hair that's like on the cheekbones. I don't know. It's giving incredibly like glamorous rock.
The legs are bothering me so much. They're so long. They're so long
bird-like
that they don't stop and they won't keep stopping, coming, longing.
Never stop stopping.
Like, his legs are like considerably larger than the rest of his body.
They're birds.
I wish they had bird feet.
Stop. Absolutely not.
I don't think it's bird enough.
I think they're really bad at making that hair look feathery.
Yeah, I hate that.
Before I knew it was a bird, is it feathers?
Yeah.
Okay, before
feathery.
Before I thought it knew it was feathery, I was like, it looks like a sex toy. And like I can't see it.
A toilet brush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. It's exactly that. I feel like that's the texture. Yeah.
I hate it.
I hate the elbow feathers.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that they're beige.
Yeah. I wish they were a different color.
I'd even take it if like it was a different color, but that part of the arm was also a different color. That would be better to me.
No.
Than...
Because it feels
flesh
like
colored.
It would be like fleshy, but also feathers.
I would want to pluck them.
Is it skin or is it feathers?
I think it's feathers.
It's like a residual thing.
Because Deathbird has them all the way into wings.
Yeah, but Deathbird was cool.
Are you really?
Yeah, you didn't like her.
Birds and humans are not meant to mix. And also that belt. Get rid of it.
It's really too high, because again, legs. Legs for days. But also, I'm there is a bulge, and I'm not...
Yeah,
I'm not too entertained.
Feathered
balls. I'm not too entertained!
No.
Like, they went through the effort of putting some shading and all in there, and I'm like...
I don't know. It's not very penis-y.
Honestly, it just feels like a Ken doll. It's too smooth. Nah, I mean, ew.
I hate the legs.
You just can't get over the legs.
I can't get past it.
Speaking of penis. Okay, this week I was talking with my mom about something, and I don't think I'd ever heard her say the word penis, but she said it. And she says it like you were saying it in English, but she's saying it in French. And I've been laughing about it all week. She says, penis. A penis. A penis. Go, why?
Excellent.
But she's never said that before?
No.
How often have you heard your mother say penis? Like, it's
plenty. But yeah, we were a very open household.
Yeah. And also, like, both families of only girl children. So the proportion
wait,
of the both? Amount of...
Aren't we all?
Oh, yeah.
Except
yeah.
For
yeah, except for you.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, me.
Yeah.
We had a mix.
I feel because my mom was in the medical field.
She said penis all the time.
We just had very open discussion about everything.
I don't think I've ever heard a single time that I heard my parents say penis.
Medical professional.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I think the first time I've heard my mom saying that word would be when she explained what would be the treatment for my dad's prostate exam. Oh, not exam, but treatment for his cancer. And so I was like, yeah, they're gonna work around the penis? No! I'm 30, but I don't want to hear that from you.
Penis.
So everyone at home, share the first time you heard your parents say penis.
That was probably 3 or 4.
Oh, honestly?
Oh, probably before that.
I mean, they clean your penis.
You have to clean your penis.
Penis.
I'm sure it happened. I have no memory of it. Like,
yeah, beware the penis.
Your mom has never said the word penis.
Ever in her life.
She has not yet said the word penis.
Yeah.
I bet your mom, it didn't come up. So
is that a penis joke?
The Burns. Shiar, the Shiar. Let's get back to the Shiar.
You were saying you like the face?
I like the face.
Explain me that because I disagree.
It feels kind of anime to me.
Yeah.
I like the eyeliner.
I like that he looks real grumpy.
He kind of looks like that guy. He played the character that had polka dots on him.
In what? Oh, yes!
I don't know what his name is.
That's his face! Is that what he looks like?
He does kind of look like this.
Y'all are saying words.
I wish I could tell you his name.
In Suicide Squad. Yes, he's like in a lot of movies, but that's the only thing.
Polka dots?
He's like random characters and a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
To me,
he's got that face.
He kind of looks like,
David I can't pronounce.
This guy. I can't pronounce.
See? Don't you think he's got that face?
Okay, yeah. It's kind of giving Dude from the Labyrinth.
Yes.
That kind of face.
Sure.
Okay. I think that's why it's registering 80s to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Right. I think
David Bowie as the Goblin King.
Yeah.
The look on his face is like you pulled the prank on him and he really didn't like it.
The look on his face is listening to this entry and us talking about penis instead of talking about
He farted,
him.
But he's hoping no one else is noticing.
So wait, the Gladiator is part of that.
He's in the Empire. He's okay. One of the races in the Empire, so but he's not a Shi'ar.
So he's not a Shi'ar. He doesn't have, like, a birth defect that makes his hair in the other way.
No, and he's purple-skinned and
What is Ghost Girl?
Oh, she's cool. I love her.
They're all members of this Empire.
But she looks like a ghost, and I like it.
Does she have her own
hair? She's the Uhura of this universe.
And I do really like the space. Like, the way the space is
There's a fun drawn. Bug guy.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, it's space.
Oh, I didn't even see him. I love him.
Look, I was talking about this just the other day, but I like colorful space.
Yeah.
Because I feel like now in space things, it's all just like white and boring and sad.
Gray.
But like...
you mean the interiors of spaceships?
Yes, but
the space is usually more black.
Yes. But you know what I mean? Like, space movies are very like black and white, but like in these, like there's a bunch of colors. Like even like...
It really is the Enterprise really because, like that door, that elevator door is red. It's just exactly the Enterprise.
Yeah. Oh, I love that praying mantis man.
Oh, fantastic. 10 out of 10.
It looks like he has glasses. It's awesome.
It does.
Everything except the bird guy. Cool.
Lalandra is the one that dated Professor X, right?
Yes.
She's the death bird that was cool but mean.
Well, she was nice, right?
She was a nice one, and death bird is not pictured here, but death bird is her bitchy sister. So is the Shi'ar hot or not?
No.
I hate the legs.
I hate that there is a single feather on a human body.
Like, it could definitely be worse, but I'm not into this.
No.
You know? It's one of those.
Imagine his skin looks like a chicken with tiny little feathers.
That's not pleasant.
Oh, is he like fuzzy?
No.
Or is it skin?
It's skin, imagine, but like a little bit of feather.
Imagine raw chicken with tiny little feathers sticking out.
Oh, no!
Does he have, like, the chicken skin on the elbows?
Yeah. Imagine that. And on his legs.
Just like, yes, be on board that this is awful.
This is canon.
Yes, I've decided that's what it feels like.
Be disgusting.
Okay, I agree. Just those little, like, chicken goosebumps. I hate that.
Yeah, I hate that. No, thanks.
Okay.
Nasty.
Marvel's big worldwide super spy agency, S.H.I.E.L.D., Supreme Headquarters International Enforcement Division. It's well known to MCU fans and has been all over the comics since the 1960s. They have offices in many countries, and their flying mobile base, the Helicarrier, is an example of the advanced technology at their disposal. They also have a satellite base in orbit. Their operations are covert, mostly fighting Hydra and the like, but their existence is known to the public. Nick Fury started out as an agent, kind of like an American James Bond, but eventually became director. But there's also an international executive board which confer with him on policy anonymously. Even he doesn't know who they are. Under the S.H.I.E.L.D. logo, our usual floating heads, everyone then associated with S.H.I.E.L.D. We got Nick Fury, of course, his right-hand man, Dum Dum Duggan, Special Director Jasper Sitwell, Field Officer Gabriel Jones, who, like Duggan, served with Fury in World War II, Fury's lover, the Contessa Valentina Allegro de Fontaine, Regional Director Eric Koenig, Technician Sidney E. Levine, Special Officer Clake Watermain, Field Agent Laura Brown, Captain America love interest Sharon Carter, deceased.
Oh.
Randall Park's MCU character James Wu. The London offices, Jerry Hunt, Los Angeles director, Barth Bukowski, field agent, Gail Runciter, the agent who would become Quasar, Wendell Vaughn, former field agent, Richard Renseller, fired officer, Roger Dooley, and Manhattan director, Carl DeLandon. Also pictured, we got the Helicarrier, the secret board of directors, the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., S.H.I.E.L.D. uniforms, and the S.H.I.E.L.D. flying car complete with diagrams.
Thank God for that
very
detailed diagram.
The car is so cute.
I needed to know where to put my luggage.
It's got big eyes.
I don't think there is place for luggage.
I like how the wheels just flatten out.
Yeah, that is cool.
Although, it like, the model of the wheel down here just registered as cake to me.
I love a cute car. It's fun.
It's yellow. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's more vibrant than you would think for, like, a...
top secret car. Yes.
I don't think bright yellow would be the thing I would go to necessarily, feel like, but it's cute.
They're all black or matte black. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice change.
What's a chaff?
Car?
Chaff hatch, chaff ejector mechanism, radar chaff.
Aluminum
chaff roll.
I bet it's the shells. Because the chaff is the shell of a seed or something.
Oh, okay.
There's a saying, it's like, separate something from the chaff.
The wheat from the chaff?
The wheat from the chaff, there you go.
Thank you for that.
Still not sure how it connects to the car, but...
Well, I think it's the bullets. The bullet shells, just dismisses them.
Mm. Well, I'm sure the chaff ejector mechanism is connected to the chaff hatch, and the chaff hatch connected to the aluminum chaff roll.
I'm going to be honest, it just sounds like you're saying shaft. So how do you want us to go about this?
Yeah, I love the
Okay, let's talk about
heads.
The logo. The real shield logo.
It's very American.
It's so...
Eagles, guns,
knives,
stars, blue, red, white.
America!
Patriotism!
These colors don't run!
Especially since it's supposed to be an international organization.
I gotta assume that, like, the British sector of this is a little annoyed about this.
I feel like this is not the acronym they use in the MCU. Could it be? You said it and I was like, that's wrong. But
that's
wrong. Yeah.
That's
Strategic
a-
Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistic Division. See, it's not even the
same.
It's
not even the same at all.
So that's why you read that, it was like, nope,
you
know that's wrong.
Homeland. So that, is it just American in the... I guess they probably updated the words to what people use nowadays for...
Yeah.
Her. Maybe they were like, the fact that this is international with this sign is offensive.
Well, they're not using this now.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what...
Oh, actually, it was changed in the comics as well in 1991.
Oh.
Okay. So this is 1986, 7 or whatever, when this came out, 1985.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they're a couple of years out.
Because I remember Colton, like, using the full name every time. And Tony replying, it's too long, you should get an acronym or something.
Thank you for asking, because when you said it, it also didn't sound right to me, but I was like, well, what do I know?
I guess I just show my age. If I won a quiz show in the ass, I would say Supreme Headquarters. I'd go through the whole thing.
I mean, you would be right.
Yeah, they would have to, give it to you unless they really specify
right.
the
Yeah, that's where it is right now.
Yeah, I stopped reading comics and Marvel comics in 1991 when they changed it.
No. Yeah, you know,
you cannot just abandon it.
You betrayed me for the last time.
Except She-Hulk.
No, even that comic went down the tubes for me in the early 90s.
Oh.
It was all downhill after we were born.
Oh, yeah.
This dude with a mustache.
Dum-dum.
Yeah.
Timothy.
He's in the Captain America movie.
Yeah.
He looks like if he'd be a police officer in a Sherlock story.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a sick-ass mustache.
He's Scottish.
Yeah. Is he?
No.
Oh, no, but like in this world, in the Sherlock universe, he's definitely Scottish. He has a pipe.
Oh, definitely.
I can hear Clay Quartermain mansplaining to us. Like, he has a face of a mansplainer.
I don't like his face.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's such an asshole.
As soon as I saw him, I was like, nope.
He's explaining to me how periods work or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, absolutely not.
Man, Nick Fury is so hot here.
Yeah.
Look at those little silver stripes on the
side. Yeah, salt and pepper, sexy.
I love a just part of your hair is like white or gray.
Oh, hell
I
yeah.
Think they're abusing it in this section though. There's too many people. Look at it. If I could turn back time. Hold on. If I could turn the bag.
Is it? It's hard, isn't it?
Yes. I had a hard time too.
You struggled with that.
Look, is this here and this guy and this guy?
Yeah, but they're not hot.
They're all trying to imitate
the hotness of fury.
Yeah, and they're failing miserably.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
No one can pull this off. Like, eye patch?
Honestly, he kind of looks like in Austin Powers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You should finish the thought for the listeners.
No. Yes.
Honestly, that was mostly the thought. The number two character, he basically kind of looks like, and it does have an eye patch, and they do kind of look similar.
Why was this guy dismissed or fired? The dually guy?
He was taking his breaks longer than 15 minutes at a time.
Probably unacceptable. Yes. He has a face, too, so I wouldn't...
Yeah. He has a face.
The other MCU star that may not be obvious is the Valentina character.
Yeah, that appeared.
In the comics was Nick Fury's main squeeze. In the movies, she's the Julia Dreyfus... Louis Dreyfus character.
Okay.
That's the woman who's recruiting all the anti-heroes.
Yeah, the other Avengers... What are you called the movie?
Is it Thunderbolts?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a very different take on the character, but she's got the same name.
Mm. And she's hot.
Very hot.
Well, yes. As you can see in the group picture.
Super hot.
Oh, Jesus! Where hello!
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, wait, excuse me, ma'am. This is not standard uniform. There's a whole page presenting standard uniform.
This is for the...
Boring
it's
people.
For the ugly
the
men.
Soldiers.
Okay.
No, look, it's for executive directors and special directors and regional directors.
It's for the ugly men. She needs
but
to be
never mind the headshots. So, like, this is the S.H.I.E.L.D. team, basically. Dum Dum is there with the derby hat in the back.
Yes.
And you got a blonde guy and, you know, foray guy.
You just sound like us.
Blonde guy's there.
Oh, a classic blonde guy.
Oh, look, guy with gun.
Oh, yeah. You can't skip guy with gun.
My favorite.
Maybe she was wearing a regular one, and then the Scroob came by and was like, make it fun.
And Nick Fury and the Contessa, you know, that's...
Yes.
That's all we need.
That's what's important.
She's got some, like, real childbearing hips there.
Oh, yes.
I like the streak in the hair, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's always a good look.
Yeah.
Very Bride of Frankenstein.
That big Zeppelin-looking thing?
Yeah.
The helicarrier.
Big fan. It's got too much shit going on. I love shit like this.
It's carrying too much.
You like shit?
Well, it's giving that, like, era of, like, tech, like, that Victorian tech that you like.
Yes, I love things that are way too detailed, and there's too many parts to it. Like, I just, like, you know, like, Howl's Moving Castle, there's so much shit there. I just enjoy that look.
I mean, it does have, like, a helicopter and a plane and another.
Because they have basically this in the movie, but it sucks. It's not cool looking at all.
It's like an aircraft carrier in the
air. It makes more sense in the movie than that. Of course, but it's not as fun.
We want fun here, gosh.
I just can't believe they stuck to like a red to white rainbow for the outfits. It's just like so subtly, slightly different.
You're
it's
right.
Like, oh, you're that brown, but you're a different kind of brown, and you're a yellow, but you're a different kind of yellow.
Yeah, the technician and administrators are basically the same.
It's just so close.
No. It's kind of like they're updating their karate belts.
That was also my initial thought.
Yeah, because regional and special also, I mean... Ooh.
And Nick Fury gets to wear the darker blue. It's not the same color blue.
Oh, true. You're right. Yeah.
I like all the straps and belts, though. It calls to my inner emo. Mm.
I do like these outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think it's just the right amount of detail without being, like, too ridiculous. Boring, but also not too much. Like, yeah. I actually think this is nice.
I like the patch on the shoulder, too. Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
And I think it makes sense. Like, the strap on the thighs holding an arm, weapon, and on the leg, it must be another weapon. So it makes sense. It's not just like, did we put this here just because?
Yeah, just all for right. Bells and whistles.
Yeah. Guess so.
Boot throwing knife.
So does the knife throw the boot?
I guess. Yes.
Get out of here, boot.
Are you ready, boot?
Start walking.
And, you know, for ease of access, we have quick release buckle. There are two.
Nice.
Oh.
So when you're urgently removing your clothes for shenanigans.
Well, there is a famous, there's a very famous page, very famous, where Nick Fury and the Contessa get down to it.
Oh!
The way that we know that they did it is, like, you just see, like, they're...
The buckle on
classic. No, it's like, there's a glass of champagne. There's, you know, the couch and stuff like that. They're just shadows. And then the final shot is his gun in the holster. It's like, wow. How do you get past the comics code?
Wow.
Well,
that's
amazing. Well, I want that buckle as a bra because hooks are stupid. Imagine just like, yeah. Bra out.
Oh, love it. Amazing. I've had bras like that before that had like a buckle in the front.
Like a magnet or a buckle?
I've had ones that like slide into each other.
Yeah, me too, but like I can't find those anymore.
I know.
They're not
know.
Made for slightly plus size women.
I know, they're made for tweens.
Goddamn tweens.
Fucking tweens, man.
Shield. <Not enough. laughs>
I mean, it's hard to evaluate something that's so big with so many people. Like, can I just...
Yeah. I'm it. Look, I don't know. I like Jasper. Like, I like the glasses. Good for him on choosing those glasses. It's cute.
Good but like, job, buddy. But, like, I don't like the logo, but I kind of like their equipment.
I like Nick Fury.
And yeah. I like his...
I hate Clay.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's there's so much that it involves in that one word.
I guess we're talking about like the standard SHIELD stuff because if you're an important SHIELD character, you'll get your own entry.
Yeah. Mm.
So the uniform.
I will hot just for James Woo.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna hot it. Yeah. You know, you
they're
know.
Doing good things in the world, right?
Well, I mean, are they? Yeah, that's debatable.
I'm not watching the movie, so is it a good
idea? It's debatable.
Really?
They're yeah. good, but they get infiltrated and they're no longer good.
At some
good.
Point, Hydra has taken them over. So.
Well, that's not their fault,
no,
is it?
Well, no.
I mean...
Is it?
It sucks if you're like a secret like infiltration thing and you get infiltrated.
Yeah, because it's not like they were mind control. The people in charge were bad guys.
Oh.
But to be fair... S.H.I.E.L.D. also infiltrated Hydra
in the comics at some point. Fair.
Yeah.
They keep infiltrating one another.
You
get
what I mean.
Gun and holster.
Yeah, it's fine. It's hot.
I just wish we could just smash gun to gun and holster all the time.
I'm Agent Phil Coulson with the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
That's quite a mouthful.
I know. We're working on it.
Art credits, Shaun of the She-Devil by Joe Kubert, Shaper of Worlds by Carrie Gammell, She-Hulk by John Byrne, Shi'ar by Paul Smith, S.H.I.E.L.D. by Mike Zeck, Their Car by Elliot R. Brown.
And action! It's Fade Out. Hosted by film fanatic Rob Kelly and a roster of special guests, Fade Out will examine the final films of Hollywood's brightest lights, part of the Fire & Water Podcast Network.
Pickleback!
Yeah!
Comments on episode 98. Episode 98, Sentry, Serpent Society, Cersei, Shadowcat, and Shang-Chi. But we'll also cover the recent wedding special. On Sentry, Chris Pine says Uranus almost made it to the end of the Sentry without a comment. And I have to say, that's a sign of real growth.
Thanks.
Uranus. It's been a long 27 years since this group was asking for more Abomination Bulge. Like, says the guy who listened to every episode in 3 months. It's been 8 years last month. But for you, it's like last year. So... Gene Hendrick says, going from Uranus to show us your tatas to Cersei pictured showing off cleavage certainly fits the mandate of this show.
You're welcome.
Serpent Society, Chris Franklin says, I wonder if the generous benefits program the Serpent Society provided wasn't somewhat inspired by what Larry Hama was doing with the similarly themed Cobra organization over in the G.I. Joe series Marvel was publishing. Sounds like a crossover that could have been a lot of fun. Chris Pine says, it makes sense that the Serpent Society are socialists because of the alliteration. Mike W. reminds us that there was a bunch more additions to the team later on, including Fur de Lance, Coach Whip, Black Racer, Puff Adder, Rock Python, Boom Slang, and Copperhead.
Boom Slang is very fun.
I guess it's a real snake.
Boom Slang, sound of my heart, the beat goes on and on and on and on.
That's what my brain...
Me too.
Okay.
Me too.
Cersei. Chris Franklin says, I wasn't sure how the girls would react to Art Adams' somewhat extreme that Adamy? With Cersei, the roots of the image style are definitely there in Adam's early work. Mike W. says, Cersei's hedonism in The Avengers wasn't really a prominent part of her personality, but depending on who was writing her, she did seem a bit man-hungry at times.
Depending who was writing her.
Oh! My Tanya. Holster. Shadowcat. Shadowcat. Chris Franklin says, I associate this Shadowcat look with Alan Davis, who definitely makes the top look more like a jacket. Kitty definitely went through some code names and costumes like toilet paper, but this one was... She went through it like a toilet paper. Okay. It wasn't one of the examples of the names.
Thank God. One of her known nicknames, toilet paper.
But this one was clearly a winner with some staying power. Mike W. says, Kitty's outfits and more mature persona at the time of this entry probably stem from the Kitty and Wolverine miniseries where she went to Japan and learned to be a ninja in about a week.
In about a week?
Well,
nice.
This was also part of my formative years.
You also learned how to be a ninja in a week? Yeah.
New commenter.
Ooh. Hello. Friends.
Kitido says, with regard to Shadowcat, I think she was the victim of rapid comic book aging syndrome, having been aged up from 13 to 18 in relatively short time frame, presumably to make her romance plots less squeaky.
Yeah.
On to Shang-Chi. Everyone's love for Shang-Chi was so wholesome, I almost came down with diabetes for how sweet this was. Like I said with Uranus, a lot of growth. Chris Franklin says, no shock that Shang-Chi earned a hot. Kind of surprised the girls didn't comment on his pajama outfit, as folks often call it.
It looks comfy as fuck.
Yeah,
I really want it.
I mean, it's a colorful gi.
It's cool.
John B says, I mistook the I think he stands like a Canadian comment for I think he stands like a comedian. To get the correct context. Mike Dynas asks, how do Canadians stand? Now I'm self-conscious. And because of the compliment that he got, he adds, I do have agile feet. Maybe it's why I stand like a Canadian.
Yeah. You should try at home, just like stand on ice and see what
your posture ends up like. Yeah.
And Isamu Yukinori says, I'm not a foot person, but then I saw agile feet, which was a line, would make a great t-shirt. Dad told me what that Shang-Chi should have worn shoes for the type of martial arts he did.
Oh.
Oh, Marvel. What have you done?
They had a foot fetish. It's fine.
No research.
And speaking of, like, Chris Pine talks about growth, let's talk about that growth with the wedding special. A number of well wishes for Amity's marriage, of course, from everyone. I'm going to read comments from, plus Swinebread. Oh, and Cindy Franklin thought the dress was gorgeous.
Thanks, Cindy.
Chris Pine said the giant skeleton was probably a hot moo patron waiting for their turn to get married. More seriously, Chris says, I love how unique and personal the Hohatmu weddings have been. They feel like they embody the personalities of people getting married, which doesn't always happen. Mm-hmm. And the way everyone reminisces about and the warmth that radiates from the group during that part of the episode really shows off how close you all are.
Actually, we're just a bunch of actresses.
We've never met before this podcast. Yes.
We've known each other for so long, but it's because this podcast never ends.
Yeah, it's just a job.
I wasn't supposed to be here.
He says, that's really special and very endearing.
Oh.
Yeah, we've known each other.
Don't start counting.
A long time.
For 20 years. God.
Well, you guys, you're their oldest friends.
No,
Isabel know each other from
my life. Entire life. But
then it's you and Jose.
Yeah.
Then it's me and Isabel.
Maybe Elise.
Well, Elise is in here.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, in this room.
Yeah, I'm probably last on the pile.
You're the
last. 2010.
It's still like over 10 years.
Yeah, it's because you're a baby.
You're the baby.
The baby.
As for the Spider-Man issue, Mike W. says, I'm a little surprised that the Spidey wedding issue got so little love, but I guess it technically isn't that great a story.
So you know what? You know the issue.
That's why we do this show.
It's certainly not a great love story. MJ is actually a great character when she's written right. A lot of people wanted to defend Mary Jane.
Boy, she sucks in this one.
Yeah. I demand a rewrite.
I can imagine she's a good character, just had unfortunate bad writing in this.
Every character has had bad writing probably at some point.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee.
Chris Franklin reminds us that he and Cindy covered the issue way back in Supermates number 25. Oh, that's That's a long time ago. In 2015. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And had pretty much the same assessment. Their wedding and courtship was extremely rushed in the comics. They weren't even dating at the time.
That's great. What?
Which we didn't really... Yeah. Hmm. I missed an issue or two of Amazing Spider-Man and came back to the big proposal issue. I was gobsmacked. My understanding is that Stan had evolved the Peter-MJ relationship in the comic strip to where it made sense. In the comics, not so much. Jim Shooter just saw publicity possibilities. But writers like Michelini and J.M. DeMatteis eventually made it work until Marvel decided to throw it all away. Chris also had a little info on the Spider-Man and Mary Jane actors at Shea Stadium.
Oh yeah. Tell us.
In some of the prenuptial promotional pics, Spidey is played by Steven Vratos. But that guy played the Green Goblin in the actual wedding and the bachelor party before it. The wall crawler who tied the knot was played by longtime Spidey appearance actor who Vratos only identifies as Jeremy. Mary Jane was portrayed by Tara Shannon. There are some funny stories about the wedding hoopla over on Vratos' blog. Check it out at heroesinmycloset.com. Jeff Gutman says the only footage of the Spider-Man wedding on YouTube was posted by me. I stayed home from school in 1987 to tape it off Good Morning America, and somehow I'm the only person who taped it. All these years later, no one else has posted a better copy, so the screen grab the girls was looking at was from my old VHS tape.
Wow. Wow.
That's
so
cool. That's crazy.
That's wild. You're popular. You're famous.
Look at you, an archivist.
Archivist.
Wow. Stuff. Although an archivist should be like someone that archives Archie comics.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Or
it's Chris Pine. I like the retcon that Bruce and Clark were trying to steal MJ and bring her to the DC universe. While the comic is still underwhelming this time around, I did appreciate the subversion of gender tropes by giving MJ the oversexed wild bachelorette party and making Peter's more laid back and introspective, especially for the 80s, a decade that had an entire movie industry based on men behaving badly at bachelor parties.
I mean, it hasn't stopped.
Ange says, I've always been more of a Gwen fan than MJ. As a kid, it never made sense to me that nerdy Peter would land a supermodel. But Gwen was also pretty
gorgeous,
fashionable.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty fashion.
So, at least she's a scientist. I guess they have more like...
No, maybe in the movies... But...
Is she not a scientist?
No.
Oh.
People forget how we fall for funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Nerdy.
He's a really funny dude.
Yeah.
So that gets you a long way.
Mm-hmm. Charisma.
Maybe not a supermodel, but you know.
Well,
you never know.
Hey, supermodels get a laugh.
Yes.
We all got a laugh. Laugh lines are not good for supermodels.
But it's good for
the laugh.
Ads.
They're like, ha!
But it's good for the abs.
Hmm. Oh, that's right.
Mike Dinah says, because I was collecting all the Spider titles at the time, I made sure to pick up the Spectacular Spider-Man Annual number 7, where Puma is ripping up the cover to Amazing Spider-Man Wedding Annual. You get to see more of the honeymoon. But that's all I remember. I guess there was a follow-up. The other annual had the honeymoon. I never had. Jason Lady says, it's interesting the impact the films have had on people's perception of Spider-Man, that he's a teenager. When in the comics, he was a teen only for a relatively short while. Then he moved out of on his own and has been a 20-something ever since. Because of where I started reading Spidey comics, the films dwelling on his high school years never felt right to me, though the Raimi movies at least had him graduate partway through the first film. The podcast inspired me to read Annual 21 again, and whew, yeah, not the best story in the world. I remember why I'm not compelled to reread it. No explanation is in the story why Peter doesn't move in with MJ, who has a much nicer place... versus her moving in with him. Very odd. If I remember correctly, in the comics, they move into a luxury condo pretty soon, so I wonder what the point was of her moving in with him. I remember that she makes more money than me, nonsense, angst, going on forever. Ugh. And even as a kid, I recognized it as nonsense. You wanted to smack Peter upside the head and be like, dude, you've been broke your whole life. Enjoy this.
Yeah.
Just go finish your master's degree for crying out loud. Yeah. Don't worry about taking photos for the Bugle anymore. Very dumb storyline. It made Peter look like a tool. So I think we can end it on that note. But no one caught that you guys all identified, this is my own note, that you all identified the villain who says guy as Dr. Doom when he was actually Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
I acknowledge they basically wear the same costume, but when he's orange, you know, when he's green. Anyway, but then I noticed that when I was doing the editing, it's like, no, what? So before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards and will allow us to keep archiving a whole ton load of episodes for not just our show, but all the shows on the network. And among these rewards, getting on our hot list and get the girls to throw a custom compliment at you. Read your compliment for Gene Hendricks.
You would shape a beautiful world.
Aww. That's nice. That was the one good one.
Next up, Zane Kroll.
I'm sure you could pull off, like, feathers. I don't know.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Terrible.
Oh, great.
Oh, the one I have is not better.
Mike Dynas gets it.
Mike Dynas, I would love to see you parade in different kind of bikinis. I'm sure it would look amazing.
I don't know if you ever considered a fur bikini, but
I mean, really this is better. Us encouraging you to pursue that.
Yes! Expand your comfort zone. Oh,
miss you, dude.
I love you so much that if someone were to shoot you, I would wear your teeth around my cap.
How romantic.
I mean,
have you considered working for Hallmark?
Eric?
I bet She-Hulk wouldn't object against you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nice. That's a lawyer reference.
And Chris Pine.
I would make a string of your teeth if someone would shoot you and wear it around my other calf.
I'm sure.
I have two calves.
Yeah. Finally done. Next month, who's hot or who's not? In 2 months, the 100th episode of.
Oh.
Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
We love you.
My joke doesn't make sense because I didn't say it right place.
Daffy Duck entered the podcast.